Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Good morning, everyone. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by Julian Baines, Executive Chair of Analytics. With a market cap of £25 million, the company is listed here in London on the AIM market, ticker symbol RENX. It's focused on transforming how kidney disease is managed using AI-powered diagnostics to improve patient outcomes and reduce healthcare costs. Their flagship platform is KidneyIntelX, aims to make a real difference by helping doctors better assess and manage kidney disease risks. With such a bold vision, there's a lot to unpack, and Julian is here to shed light on the company's progress, plans, and potential. Julian, welcome to Vox Markets.
Thank you, Martin. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So let's start with the basics. In your own words, who is Renalytics and what do you do as a company?
Okay, to keep the messaging as short as possible and not too technical, Renalytics was a spin out of EKF. Within EKF, we had two biomarkers called STNFR1 and STNFR2. And those biomarkers were proven to show that if you had type 2 diabetes, a percentage of type 2 diabetics would go on to get end-stage renal disease and then end up on dialysis. What STNFR1 and 2 will actually diagnose which one of those diabetic patients will end up with end-stage renal disease. So a very, very important test. So we spun it out of EKF and formed Renalytics. And Renalytics' number one priority was to develop a test that would actually diagnose whether a diabetic patient was going to go on to end-stage renal disease. 10 years ago, that might have been a so what test, as in, okay, you're going on, but there's nothing we can do. But today, there are drugs such as SGLT2 inhibitors, which will actually, they're drugs that will actually prevent you from going on dialysis. And dialysis alone in the United States costs $90 billion a year. And per patient, it costs between $62,000 and $135,000 per annum per patient. And it costs $90 billion. So there's two major advantages of this test, which is really important. One, patient healthcare is so much better. They're kept off dialysis, which is a really horrendous thing to go through. And they have a much better quality of life. So that's the first side of it, which to me is the most important side of it. And then secondly, it's saving the US healthcare system a fortune because people aren't going on to dialysis. You're not taking up hospital time because it's three afternoons a week minimum. Secondly, the cost, as I said earlier, 100,000 average per patient, and it's costing $90 billion a year. So on both sides of it, it is really, really important test. It is also the only FDA-approved test for this area for end-stage renal disease. It's also in the guidelines, and it's a very, very important test now in the United States. We also have over 100,000 patients who we've gone through clinical trial with. And so this is who we are. We are an FDA-approved, Medicare-reimbursed kidney test to prevent people from going on to dialysis. So really important, probably the most important diagnostic test I've ever been involved with in my career.
Oh, that's fascinating. So just to remind investors or people familiar with sort of companies listed on AIM anyway, so you were EKF Diagnostic?
Yeah, Diagnostics, yeah, PLC, and, we're on AIM.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, you know, all these R&D pharma companies renowned for investing huge amounts of money to get to the stage where you've arrived now. Can you just talk me through that little bit of the FDA approval and how much money it did take you had to invest in that?
Yeah, so of course, at some point, as investors will know, we were on NASDAQ and it cost over $100 million for us to get from here to the test we have today. And that money was spent on R&D, on clinical trials, and at least 35 million on FDA approval, which took 3.5 years, because it is unique. It was the first AI-approved diagnostic by the FDA, and they were not going to take it lightly. They were going to make sure that every stone was, turned over to make sure that we got it right. So it took a long time, a huge amount of investment, a huge amount of hard work from the team, and we now are the only one who has this test for end-stage renal disease globally that's FDA approved. And then, of course, we had to go on more money to get Medicare reimbursement at $950 per test. But we're there. We are ready to go. Well, we're not ready to go. We're going. It's not ready to go. We are going. And so we're signing up doctors every day. We're increasing testing every day because it is such an important test for anyone who has end-stage renal disease or are likely to go on to get end-stage renal disease.
Okay, that's fascinating. So, well, you were previously chairman, now you're back in as the executive chair. I mean, what drew you back to the role?
Well, what really drew me back to the role was I stepped down when it went on to NASDAQ, and in my opinion was I did not know NASDAQ. I've been 20 years on AIM markets through various businesses, and when it went on to NASDAQ, I felt it needed a better kind of expertise on that. So, but now it's back on AIM where it belongs. I really believe it belongs. I stepped back in for two reasons. I've mentioned it already. This test is so important. It's the most important test I've ever been involved in for patient care. So I stepped back in because I wanted to do that. But I also stepped back in because the management team now have gone from being an R&D clinical trial company, which is not necessarily where my expertise, into a commercial sales-driven organization. With growth and a clear trajectory to break even. And that is where my strength is. And so I've stepped back in to support the team because we've got a very clear message to the market. They have also, that transition takes a long time and it's very hard to do. But now we've got a totally commercially based organization where we're still looking at controlling costs and driving down costs. But that is why I stepped in, because I see the growth, I see the opportunity, and I believe I can add a lot to the company at where it is today.
Right, that's interesting. So, I mean, investors looking at the company now will notice that you recently raised some funds from institutional investors. So it's encouraging to see them back you like this. But talk us through what your pitch was to them, and why do you think sort of investors should be taking a closer look at you now?
Well, I think it's really important for investors to look at this business. I know times are tough and I know markets are hard, but they should be looking at Renalytix for a number of reasons. And firstly, I'd like to say thank you for everyone who supported me and James in the fundraise, because we know markets are tough and we know that that they have a number of options, but they chose to back Renalytix. And I think there are many reasons, Martin, why they did it. But first and foremost, you walk in and you sit down and you go, we're the first and only FDA approved test to detect end-stage renal disease, and there is a cure, or not a cure, there is a way of keeping patients off dialysis. Two, we've got £950 Medicare reimbursement, dollars, sorry, $950 Medicare reimbursement that's approved. Three, we're on the recommended clinical guidelines. Four, the market size is 14 million diabetics in the US alone, 7 million in the UK, and 250 million worldwide that will need this test and the help that it provides. And fourthly, then, we're massively reducing healthcare costs, which is critical at the moment for everybody involved. So all those reasons we gave for raising money, but the main two, as I mentioned just now, we're commercial now and we're showing revenue growth week by week, month by month, and that revenue is growing. We're also now massively focusing on controlling cost. And I spoke to shareholders and said, if we raise this money, we won't need to come back to the market. We will get to break even with the money you've given us. And that is on pretty low forecasts from my perspective of $3.2 million. In year one, which is the end of June 2025, then rising to 8.5 million in 26 and 17.5 million in 27. all eminently doable and achievable, and I would hope to update the market on a very regular basis. These forecasts this year is based on where we are today, and we're showing very positive growth and very positive repeat ordering from customers. And that's important. The doctors are repeat ordering. It's not one and then they disappear. We're showing repeat orders all the time. We have 300 doctors on board at the moment, and growing. And we, more importantly, we have two major healthcare systems. Everyone knew that Renalytix dealt with Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai were the big supporters to us in the clinical trials. But we now have ACPNY in New York, which is another healthcare system, who are growing at a rapid rate. And we are working very hard. Now we have two examples of healthcare systems. We're now working hard on the third, fourth, fifth healthcare system, all which will come on board. And then we'll start to see real growth. And that's in the United States alone. And at the moment, the one thing that was a problem before is we tried to be all things to all people, as in covering the whole US. Now we're very focused on New York, Florida, and Texas. And I know I'm talking about, last but not least, though, the new Trump administration is really focused on diagnostics and healthcare and prevention. And they were when they were last in power, and the Trump administration will make quite a big difference to a business like ours as they focus and see the need for tests like this. Yet to be proven, admittedly, but that is the message coming out of Washington, is that they want to, control healthcare costs and improve healthcare.
Well, I certainly think JFK Jr. has been sort of that's been his message, is getting that out there and saving the money, isn't it? So, I mean, looking ahead, then you've mentioned some of your targets, sort of $3.2 million for 2025. What measures are we going to hold your feet to the fire on, the success for this company now, Julian?
Well, minimum 3.2 million, Martin. If, you know, that's a real feat of the fire, but I am, completely committed to achieving or overachieving that. As people who've known me historically, it's one of my aims, so overachieving that. And obviously then rolling into 26 and 27. And the other thing is to demonstrate the control of the costs. But the third thing as well is I think that there is a phenomenal growth opportunity in this business. I think, driving the sales of those tests, seeing what's coming through, is really, really encouraging me greatly. Obviously, infrastructurally, we've got to be able to manage all these tests. There would be infrastructure challenges, but we are seeing a really positive momentum as a company, and I think that's important for shareholders to see.
Well, Julian, thank you so much for your time and sharing with us your vision. It's great to see a UK listed company, a Welsh one at that, tackling critical health issues that can genuinely, I suppose, transform the lives of millions of patients. This is brilliant. We're going to be watching very closely, and we wish you every success going forward.
It's got my 100% commitment because it's a very, very important test. Thank you so much, Martin, for your time.
Julian, diolch yn fawr I chi. Thank you.
Okay.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.